Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now we're going to go to Knoxville, the media mogul. What we call him? Hollywood?
Hollywood. That's what Chris Lowe calls him.
Hollywood Swain. Yeah, swainevent.com is the website, at Swain Event on Twitter. And Jason Swain joins us now. What's up, Jason? How are you, man?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We're good. We were talking with Bob Kessling earlier, told him need to get him a nickname for Henry To'oto'o so he could just blow through that when he makes tackles.
Yeah, well, he does have a nickname. I heard that his nickname, people call him back home in California, is Hank, which is perfect for Tennessee fans because you don't get much country than Hank. So,
right.
That works. Hank, but we'll call him Hank. But it is Henry To'oto'o, and it's not that hard. It's pretty easy.
It's not that bad. Now, big get, though, for Tennessee. And we've talked with you about that kid and what he was going to do. Alabama, Washington, Tennessee gets him. Good get for Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah, great. I mean, you look at this, the last two seasons for Tennessee. I mean, the 4-8 one year, and then 5-7 the next year, and still be able to go out there and bring in a borderline top 10 class and fill major needs. I mean, this time last year, they struck out on Elijah Griffin. They struck out on Isaac Taylor-Stewart. They struck out on Jacob Copeland. And all these guys were highly rated players at their position, but you got to swing at those guys. You have to go out and get them. And Pruitt and company did not have enough time to develop those relationships. Well, you saw what a year will do for you, and they went out and they get Kolaris Cowles. They get Wayne Morris. They get Darnell Wright. They get Henry To'oto'o. And you got to beat some of your rivals in recruiting if you want to beat them on the field. I thought Tennessee did a lot of that with this signing class.
Well, it sounds like some of the assistants, Swain, really punched the clock and put in some extra work to land these guys.
Absolutely. It's just what you have to do. I mean, that's where it starts. It starts with the Jimmies and Joes. And, you can be the greatest X's and O's coach all day long, but if you don't have the guys to line up and win one-on-one battles, it's going to be hard for you to consistently win in this conference. And I thought Tennessee addressed the major needs at offensive line and linebacker with speed. They really did a good job. You can't forget about the two transfers that they add to the program. That's never going to show up on the class ranking. They won't have a star thanks to the name. Those guys are tremendous athletes, and you go back and look at when they came out, they were some of the best players in the country, and Tennessee also added those guys to the roster too, and Aubrey Solomon and D'Angelo Gibbs.
Who's going to be eligible out of those two or both?
Man, I hope it's both, but you know how the NCAA is, man. They pick and choose when they want to do things fair and do things that make sense. You saw what they did to Missouri. It made no sense, but then, you know, they've been giving out hardship waivers, you know, kind of like Oprah's giving away cars. Go back and her talk show day. So, I don't know, man. It's in their hands, and you just never know with them, man. Their decision-making is kind of like East Tennessee weather.
Well, I think every time they get mad at, you know, certain schools, they just tack on another couple of years to Donnie Tindall's show cause and call it a day.
Yeah, I think he's like 50 years now, man. I think it's people serving longer prison terms than Donnie Tindall's show cause.
No doubt. Hey, how many of these freshmen, if you had to put some money on it, Swain, how many of these freshmen are in the starting lineup on the offensive line? Would you set the over-under at maybe 1.5 on opening day next year?
No, I'm going over. I'm going over. I mean, you look at Chris Akpogene, he's a grown man. You look at the two five-stars, Wanya Morris and Darnell Wright. You know, I am a little nervous about two freshmen starting at tackle and protecting the quarterback. But I feel like there's enough talent with this class, and they've been sold on playing early. And so I think they'll find their way with two starting freshman offensive linemen at some point during the season. I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to be the first game of the season, but we've seen how the freshmen grew throughout the season. So it's a long, long season. The SEC season is. And so I think at some point during the season, maybe game 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever, I think we do see two offensive linemen, freshmen starting.
Well, I mean, you talk about not trusting him on the outside. I mean, Garantano, Swain got literally assaulted like 317 times last year. So, I mean, it can't get any worse, right?
No, it can't get any worse. You're right. I guess he can line up three people there and it'd be the same as well last year in some ways. But, you know, obviously that's not the goal. Obviously they want to protect him better. I think Garantano gets more criticism than he deserves. He did a great job with what was given to him, and he stood in the pocket and delivered the football and took shots. And as a wide receiver, I respect the heck out of that. You know, for you to take a shot and sacrifice for me to get the ball and help your team win, that means a lot. And hopefully he takes less of those shots. This schedule is favorable. This team's going to get bigger, stronger, faster. They have a great offense coordinator in Jim Chaney, and then defensively, you know, they'll make some adjustments with some staff moves. Charles Taylor leaving, and who knows what happens moving forward. But I think Pruitt's going to be really good in year number two.
Quaveris Crouch, that's a guy obviously played a whole bunch of offense in high school, wants to play defense, going to play defense at Tennessee. There's been some question, will he be inside and out or outside? We asked Jeremy Pruitt today, and he said he honestly has the skill set to play all four linebacker positions. What do you think we're going to see from that kid?
I think he's going to do what he wants to do, and as long as he works hard and stays healthy, he's going to be a guy that in 3 or 4 years we're going to see have his name called. I mean, he's a freak, and when Tennessee was at the top and competing for championships, Coach Foreman was a recruit guy that was very versatile. They can play multiple positions. You don't want to get a guy that can only do one thing, because what if he gets slower? What if he gets, you know, what if he gets kind of bogged down by the playbook? You want guys that are versatile, guys that can that are great athletes, that are great football players, and Lawrence Couch is one of those for sure. So I think he can improve it, and he can do everything on the linebacker position. But hey, if you want to put him at running back, and Jim Chaney's known for the beast package, you know, taking a linebacker or put him in a running back. He did that with AJ Johnson. So they can have a beast package with Lawrence Couch.
Basketball success obviously is something that we're all keeping an eye on, but Jeremy Pruitt sold that. He said he would walk into people's houses to recruit, and the balls would be playing on television and winning and smashing people, and I know he even talked about that yesterday in his press conference.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee fan base, you know, when you win, it doesn't get much better. I mean, you look at the attendance record of the last 2 years of Tennessee basketball, and this fan base is passionate just about this sport. But there's no secret, this is a football school, and you know, if you're Pruitt, you go in, you sell the fact that, yeah, look at this basketball team, they're winning. But if you win in football, you take that, you count it by 10. That's the support you get. That's just the way it is down here in the NCC. But just so proud of Rick Barnes, and this basketball team is so fun to watch. I mean, Missouri didn't have a chance, and Tennessee didn't play half of the best game at all. This team is dominant. This team is fun to watch. They have a swagger about them. You know, they're deep in their faith. We won't see a basketball team like this for a very, very, very long time. That's so easy to root for. It's been fun to watch.
SwainEvent.com, the website, at SwainEvent on Twitter. Jason, always good to talk with you, man. We'll check with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.